This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 461.5, down one on the open. March, 470.5, up a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 396, up 3.5 on the open. March, 414, up 4. May, 421, up 1. July, 427, unchanged. September, 436, unchanged on the open. December corn opened at 244, up 2.25 on the open. March, 258, up 3.5. May, 265.25, up 2. July, 271.5, up 3/4. September, 273, down 1/4. December, 285.75, up 1.75. March, 289, down 1.75 on the open. December oats open at 201, up a half on the open. November soybeans open at 554.5, up 4.5 on the open. January, 567.5, up 5. March, 578.5, up 4.5. May, 588, up 4.5. July, 597.5, up 4.5 on the open. September, don't have the number there yet, but the red line noves at 606.5, down 1 on the open. October soybean meal open at 163.80, up 240 on the open. December, 165.30, up 270. October soybean oil opened at 24.75, up 6 on the open. December, 25.16, up 10. At the Merck, September feeders opened at 117.60, up 5 on the open. October, 116.15, down 12.5. November, 115.55, down 7.5 on the open. October live cattle opened at 90.17.5, up 5 on the open. December, 90.35, unchanged. February, 91.10, up 5. October lean hogs opened at 65.85, down 15 on the open. December, 63.20, down 25. February, 64.10, down 32.5. April, 64.15, down 15 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 89.02.5, down 37.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's go ahead and look at the current range of trading. In the wheat pit in Kansas City, trading anywhere from down a half to up four. At the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat trading anywhere from unchanged out in the September 2007 contract to up 1.5 in the March current nearby contract. In the corn pit, trading now anywhere from up 1 in December 2007 to up 3.75 in the December 2006 contract. In soybeans, trading anywhere now from up 4 in the July 2007 contract to up 7 in the September 2007 contract. In the nearby is the Novies are up 4 and January is up 4.25. Going ahead and taking a look at Mike Sola's two-state forecast today in Illinois. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the south and east this morning. Then partial clearing during the afternoon in Indiana. Scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms throughout mid-afternoon. Then mostly cloudy with highs ranging from 63 in far northwestern Illinois to 77 degrees in southeastern Indiana. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
What do we own the strength of the market up to today?
Well, the trade's concerned about the wet weather, which is slowing this early harvest activity. We talked about how big the crop's been all year long and how much old crop we've had around. And old crop sales have dried up, and new crops not coming in a robust amount just anytime soon. And so we're seeing a little bit of vacuum taking place here due to weather. Also, too, weather-wise, concerns about the coldness we're going to see here as we go into midweek. The extreme northwest area is probably going to see some type of damage. Trade sort of focusing on maybe a 5 to 25 million bushel loss due to the frost freeze event here as we go into midweek. But the thing is we've got this huge appetite underneath the market, and they're anxious to get some coverage. Even China was rumored to have purchased another 2 to 4 cargoes of U.S. beans over the weekend. So a lot of these buyers recognize we're in the fall here and they're wanting to get some coverage on.
In the corn market, producers continuing to sell very little cash at the moment. That's kept Gulf prices fairly firm and stout. Are we going to continue to see the basis strengthen and the spreads narrow?
Well, I think the basis or the cash market is going to stay firm until we get into more active harvest activity. Some producers are just going to be willing sellers here if we can see some additional strength, especially on the cash side. We're still going to have some logistics to work out here with the big crop we're having to deal with. We still have old crops still around, taking up space, and this new crop coming on. So we're going to have to do some major shuffling in here. As far as weakness and so forth, it's probably going to be more so in the cash market. Corn futures-wise, I think they're going to be a very good support on dips below the 240 area. Well, the beans has probably got another few weeks to go yet.
Wouldn't oversee buyers begin to slow down their purchases of U.S. corn awaiting the harvest? Last week's report was rather lackluster overall, given the ones that we had previous weeks.
Well, I think it's going to be a steady event. I think they're going to be fairly active here. If you go back in history, China's an aggressive buyer of our beans this time until we get into about the new year. Then they start to focus on the southern hemisphere. So I think that these exporters are going to be fairly aggressive here, knowing that if we run into any type of weather problem next year here in the U.S., that these corn prices could possibly double.
We saw that back in 2004 when there was some concern that a big crop was needed. These corn actually got all the way up to $3.40 in that 2004 year before it came back to $2.33. Are there similarities between that year and this year?
Well, probably if you're going to use similarities, we're going to be probably in a situation where you got to go to a demand-driven market, and that's been a long time coming. Most of the rallies in the past have been supply-driven markets. We had a short crops followed by a pickup in demand. But overall growth demand, we have not seen one of these in some time. So, as long as these ethanol plants come online, these biodiesel plants come online in through here, as long as we keep the livestock producer in a positive black ink situation in through here, it's going to be a good old-fashioned demand-driven type of market as we go into 2007, 2008. We've not seen one of those in years.
Talk about the LDP for a moment in the corn market. Farmers looking for that. Will they need to see Gulf basis soften in order to get a good LDP in corn?
Boy, this is the dangest thing I've ever seen. Here you are out spending thousands of dollars to raise a good crop, and everybody wants the market to go down. The Gulf basis is strong. It's historically tight. They're screaming for grain at the Gulf. We're talking 60 some cents over. There's some good demand at the Gulf. Commercial turns right around and says, well, the cost to get it down there is eating that up. So put the pencil to it. But not only the Gulf do you need to watch, you need to watch some of these processor bids around, too. It's all a formula type of derivative that they come up with that number. So I think you got to watch several different things.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Looking at the current tick, December wheat at 462, down a half. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 393 and a half, up one. March, 412, up two. December corn, 245 and a quarter, up three and a half. March, 259, up three and a half. May, 266 and a quarter, up three. December, 285 and a quarter, up one and a quarter. November beans, 553 and a half. Make it, yes, at a half now, at, up three and three quarters. January, 566 and a quarter, up three and a quarter. Now 566 and a half, up four. March, 577 and a half, up three and a half. Noves, 613 and a half, up two. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock.